Peace and abundance, peace and abundance. It's Scarborough Intellect here. I am now introducing my queen, Cabernet, and we're going to have an intimate conversation. Hope you guys enjoy. Kick back and relax. Spark a blunt. Enjoy the combo. So, I have Queen Cabernet here. My queen. It's my baby. And,
hey, everybody.
And, we're just gonna sit and have an intimate conversation about how, where we see us growing to in the near future. A little bit further than that. Hope you guys enjoy, baby. You got something to say? What? You got nothing to say? Talk to the people. Say something. You got to say something to the people. Say.
Well, really, we're just talking to each other. They're even here talking to each other.
That's why I said an intimate conversation.
Nice. See how this goes.
We can start. We can start from the beginning. We can start how we met, and no.
Okay, we can start on how we met. Let's just be honest. Okay.
Okay. So how we met. You can correct me if you think I'm wrong. There's parts.
Okay.
But I was live on tagged at work when I worked at I worked at a sports group. That's all I say about that. And I was live at work because I could, you know, I would still be live and get my job done, whatever. And Cabernet popped into my live a few times. She was new to tag and everything. She usually don't even watch fellas. Just watch the females, interact with them. But she clicked onto my live. Then a few times, I don't know, how long was it? How long was the you coming into my live? I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks, right?
No. It was the day before my birthday. My birthday was November 22nd. On my birthday, because I ended up not going out with people, I was supposed to go out with. I was just like, me, just flip through me to see what's going on. And then, like, I kind of, like, touch your thing, your life. It was the music and stuff, and this happiness. I'm like, all right, I'll sit and listen. I was listening to it. And next time I came on, it happened that your thing popped up again. So I was like, all right, I'll listen. And then I just started to interact. Like, hey, how you doing? Fucking phenomenal. Okay.
Yes.
That's
phenomenal.
Wonderful.
Phenomenal is fucking always. Yes.
That's right. Wonderful.
Speak that shit into existence.
So, I just continue from there until one time I was deadly sick and you decided to come and rescue me. So.
I have to bring her some tea, bruh. You can be sick in the house and you got little ones and stuff. Like, you know that shit gonna spread.
Oh no, I sent a message. I sent a private message and then
I think it was days later
I was like, yo, you didn't see my message?
Your message said, what did your message say?
I think it said hey or something. I don't know.
It's
some simple shit.
Said fucking hey. I was like, okay. But then I was talking to you in my live, so I was like, I didn't, you know, yeah, really pay attention to that. Cause...
Yeah, so I was like, dang, you don't want my number or what? And that's how it started. And then I was like, I think I knew you in a past life, sir.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of like hook, line, and sinker. I was like,
I actually felt like I knew you before.
But the familiarity was there. Yes, it was.
Click like that.
Clickety clack clack.
And it's just been a girl since then. Of course, we weren't together and then like that. I said 6 months. We're just chilling.
Yeah,
for 6 months, and then
made it official. Like,
we got together.
Even though she tried it,
because I don't really like relationships, y'all. Like, I try to just stay away from all that shit. But this time, I was like, all right, if you can pass 6 months or whatever, then all right, we do it. So that's what we did.
Hell yeah! I started my fucking business and shit. She's been with me to my ventures, every last one. Even the one that we didn't cook anything at. Just forgot the damn wire to the fryer. Don't forget the wire to the fryer, baby. Sure did, bruh. It's all good, though.
But, so yeah, ever since we've been a go, it's been like 2 pages in a pod. See when you see the next one. But he does get on my nerves sometimes, people. He really does sometimes. It don't happen that way. But I'm not gonna get rid of him.
Stuck like a fly on a fly trap.
I don't say fly trap.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It was the first thing I thought of, because we have our fly traps in the garage. And we caught like one fly and like 3 spiders, a few gnats. But anyways, so... where do you feel that we would be in 6 months from now?
Well, hopefully different job type of stuff. Hopefully your business takes off. Hopefully I'll be in this job. I can't deal with
it. Bruh, I feel you.
In any case, we'll still be making it.
Almost. About to take off. I'm telling you, this is some bullshit, man. I don't know, man. Gotta look at it.
And then, relationship-wise, hopefully getting closer.
Uncertainty or nothing like that. Sure. Right. Right, which is strong foundation. Building a strong foundation for this fucking empire, bro. Gotta take off. Like I said, have you ever read that sign? That one. Do you know what it says?
Tell me.
It just says paradise found. That shit was crazy when I looked up and seen that. I was like, whoa, wait, what the fuck? And with the turtle's longevity. See, the signs and everything, they're everywhere. You just gotta be receptive to see them. You see how you went outside, you freaking grounding, you out there just doing some work. And as soon as you were like, you know what, I feel like I'm getting burnt up. What happened? Fucking clouds came. And you like, wait, what? Mm-hmm, they're listening to you.
Felt that way.
It is that way. There was one time I was walking to work, walking to Waffle House. I was living in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Freaking small ass town. Freaking walking to work. I'm tired. And I was, I think I was listening to Sampa the Great. I was listening to something. But I was commanding, because I was walking through the park, so I was commanding nature, the sun, give me energy. Give me energy. And by the time I walked through the park and hit concrete, nigga, I was like, I'm ready for work, bruh. That shit is crazy. It's crazy how, like, it's just, that's how we are, especially because we're melanated. This is right here, this is our heaven. You could command this shit just how you want it. Cloud, just like, we got you. Thank you for even staying out there.
Hopefully in a year from now, we know where we
want
to stay. Everything is
forever. Forever home. A year from now, we can get some things done. We both got great work ethic. Now it's more about finding what you really want to do, and we can fucking do that shit. You already know what I want to do. So it's been nice working for all the companies, all the different experiences. Now,
I never liked any job. I'm just working.
Bruh, I mean, I see, my first job when I was 14, I actually went, it was like a youth employment program, went to that, that was like 4 or 5 weeks, but they fed us, we had to go to the college, the community college, they fed us and they gave us like job training and whatever. And I ended up working at Joannio, which was like people that were like mentally and physically disabled a little bit, but they could still like get jobs done, like. So I did that for 3 summers. The last 2 summers they had me in group homes. Last summer, I fucking dig a hole for a pond in a room that they just built. Whole fucking summer. I remember Get Rich or Die Trying from front to back. That's all was in my CD player. My dad found out that I was listening to fucking 50 Cent. He didn't like that. But I was like, yeah, I paid for the CD and the CD player, sir, so. And it was a $100 CD player, because you know what? I was balling.
Okay.
I was balling good. $100 CD player, man.
Oh my gosh, I remember CD players and freaking Tamagotchi and all type of shit. Oh my god.
We've seen so much, bruh. So much.
I remember going to the payphone to call my mom to tell her I'm going to be late home because I got children practice or I got the baguettes. I got all these things.
I used to call my parents collect, and you know when they used to say your name, pick me up from school. You got a call from pick me up from school.
So I had a little beeper, it had the Jamaican colors, and it had a big old. Oh my god. Back in the 90s, when she got me a big old cell phone, it was like a brick ass cell phone. Oh my god.
I remember.
I was like, oh my god, I can't hold this all day. No, it's heavy.
That shit was so
funny. She was like, oh, because you want to hold it just in case mom calls and I need to come home. I'm like, all right. So I had that phone and a freaking beeper on my freaking hip. But I thought I was cool as shit, though. But,
of course. You know. Of course.
My sister got it for me. Yeah.
My aunt got me. My aunt gave me a clear beeper. My first beeper. I went to a party one time that my aunt on my dad's side was throwing. She threw a block party every year at the same time. And this guy came up, he had a cell phone, a beeper, and a two-way. I was like, oh my god. That was, you know.
That's exactly. So funny. In high school, me and my friends, we all had every cell phone that ever came out, but I don't remember us having jobs. I don't remember how we got it. But all of us was chirp chirp. Where you at? Like, all of us, if one had it, the whole gang had it. But we don't remember what the hell we was doing back in the day.
That shit is funny as fuck.
We had everything. And then I was working at Just for Feet, so we all had jerseys, Dickies, shoes, socks, every damn thing. If my friend came in there, I'm like, yo. I can't say that.
Forget it. But anyways, I had a couple places. You know, I worked at a place, and you know they had kitchen materials and shit. So I got a lot of paring knives and shit. Of course, I'm laughing at them now. That's the only thing about doing that shit. That's why. Because every time I do that shit, somebody either takes it or I lose it. So I was like, alright, you know what? Stop that shit. Doesn't make any sense anymore. But, you know, you live and you learn. Experience is the only teacher. So, I think we need 1,500 square feet is nice, but I think we might, if we need a big kitchen, we might have to do 2,000.
I want to live in the country somewhere,
because
I
want to
have animals.
How many acres? You said 2 or 3? Okay, let me put it to you like this, right? An acre is over 200,000 square feet, right? And in order for your house to be considered a mansion, it has to be over 8,000 square feet. So
I don't need a mansion, sir.
No, I'm just trying to put stuff in perspective for you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you need a mansion, but I'm just saying, in order for your house to be considered a mansion, it has to be 8,000 or more. So if we can, you could build a house that's 2,500 square feet. Do you want up and down, or you just want a ranch?
I don't want an up and down thing because I'm getting older, sir.
That's fine, but the steps help you stay younger. That's also been proven, but yeah, you gotta keep it moving.
I would like to just have one level but a whole lot of rooms.
Okay, that's fine, whatever. I think we should have a loft. You can do an elevator.
In the freaking house?
Why not? Niggas, if it's gonna be our forever home. We're gonna be there for the children.
Okay.
what I'm trying to do, man. The wealth, trying to, the shit that I've been through, I don't want none of my children. Fuck that.
I wish it was a case where there's so much land that as the children get older and they have their own little mate or whatever, you just add on to that part of the house right there.
You could.
They got kids or whatever, you add on some more to the thing.
You know what I thought of?
So when I die, it's still a bunch of people in that house forever.
Exactly. They always have a place to live. I think that's one thing that should always, I want to start. I want to have a place for my children to live, whether it's here, overseas, wherever. You have a place where you can come, rest your head. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I'm not the type of mom with that kick you out type of thing.
Me either,
bro. Let's just see, make you a little section over there. Just don't bother me over there, but you have a little section over there, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You have your own little, and now it's your apartment. So you have your own little bathroom, little small kitchen or whatever over there.
Yeah.
On that side.
Yeah. I thought about having one main house. And then, the branches. So, each one will have their own house.
It's like the house down there.
Underground tunnels.
There's a house down there. There's a main house, and then they built like a walkway to another house that's on the property. And then in the back part, there's a hallway thing. And then there's a back apartment looking space. I really loved that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. But yeah, that's my mom's back there. It's like, oh, okay. Right. That's really cool. Because when I'm older, I don't want to just be living by myself type of situation. Like,
what's the need to? Yeah, I don't need to. I mean, if you want to go out and venture out, you can. You can always venture out. But guess what? Well, it's always be right there. As long as you can get to the house, or you can even call us. I'll come pick up the babies.
I already told everybody I'm going to take my first grandkid for myself.
That's so stupid.
I am. Let me
get this one. This one, right?
Whoever the mama is,
she gonna be happy as fuck. Come on,
Isaac. You know you want to come back. Yeah,
the baby said Isaac over there. Isaac.
What Isaac gonna do?
Go get the baby. I don't even have to come. I'll go over there and get the baby. Strap her in. Let go. Be out.
Pack everything.
You don't have to pack nothing. You already got everything. You don't have to pack nothing. Just bring the baby. We don't need nothing. We got the diapers. We got everything, bro. She got her own room. Him. Whoever. Whoever it is. They got their own room. Everything.
I don't know now. I'll be sleeping in that room then. That's where the baby is.
That's fine.
Okay.
That room will be big enough for us to put a fucking queen size in that bitch. Okay. Damn, that's how I'm trying to have it. It's always got a place. Always.
Well, Zay is old now, so you might have a grandkid soon. Next couple of years.
That's fine. I had him at 21, so.
I had my kids. I should have been having kids when I was in my teens.
Yeah, but
so
you
they could be grown, but you I broke, was being a good broke, girl.
You broke a generational curse.
Yeah. I did.
So, you have your Xbox achievement, man. You done leveled up. That's good. Okay. Because guess what? Once you look back and you live twice as long as you expected, you're like, man, those little years is nothing. I had my other first Instagram, I had like 22,000 followers or that shit. It was just what they call a main page now. And it was just knowledge, just freaking.
I don't know. I'm not big into the social media thing like that, so I just post pictures here and there also.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why I love Instagram.
You love every social. You're on every social, like literally every last fucking one. You're on every last one. Made. You probably had a MySpace too back in the day.
Hell yeah, I had a MySpace. What the fuck? That was number one, dog. You put the music on there, shit? What? The music was everything, man. I had introductions.
There was one made for me, but I was outside.
I was into computers, man. You know, computers was the big thing. I was into that, like learning that. I wanted to do that and cook and shit. So I was into that. But yeah, I loved how you could fucking and the crazy thing, we sitting there and we were doing coding. What they do now to like make the shit. That's how you had to put the music on there and all your graphics. You had to remember the fucking code. So
I had one. But
so that was a cool experience. I like that.
Then I think I got a Facebook back in like 2010.
Facebook, when Facebook first started, Facebook was only for college students. You couldn't get into Facebook if you weren't in college.
I was in college. I was in college in 2010. I had a whole bunch of work to do every day. A whole bunch.
I have that experience.
Just got a car. Finally, after so long trying to get one. I'm trying to keep up with the payments, trying to work, trying to go to school. It was a lot. It's still a lot now. Life is. Don't slow down.
Make it easy, baby. Make it easy. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, we're surviving.
Yeah.
You know, there's never no. Like, things that don't get, God.
Baby, I understand.
I want to go so many places. But I just.
You gotta get some systems set up. Some automated systems. You know what I'm saying?
I think once this house get furnished how it should be and stuff like that, I can get one of those babysitter people to come. And we can start going back and doing things.
I got an email. The people that did the Chinese party with.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I got an email that they're doing.
I don't want to just do things like that. I want to do, like, a dress-up, real dressed-up, like, location type of.
Yeah, I've been dressing up too. I want to get a bunch of African like, suits and shit. I had a couple
Not different restaurants and shit like that.
Travel.
The only really thing stop me. But there's been a few times I could have been places. It's just when I'm going to those places, and it's like a situation with me and my guy, I don't want to always have to bring the kids. Like, I need at least one vacation, where it's just me and bae.
We gonna get it, baby. We gonna get it. Watch. Yeah, we need it. You want to do a chop? We need
to chop battle right now. Want to do it? No.
I need a chop battle with somebody. It's cause. I don't know if y'all know.
You have a brother.
But I do sell sweet potato pie wontons and different kind of types of egg rolls. Carbon Creations LLC on Instagram.
Very good food, you guys. You gotta try it.
Just saying, coming to a venue near
you. Delivery coming soon.
Hell yeah, coming to a freezer near you too. You know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to know. Y'all come holler at me. Y'all come get the damn food, bro.
Right. We do events too, so.
Hell yeah. I'll cater your shit. Next year will be 20 years in the kitchen. I can make anything you want. Give me a menu, I got you. And be like, oh my god. Like that one lady said she said she would fight my mom. She said she didn't want to slap her, she wanted to fight her. Poor mama. Anyways. Not again, time.
Are we done? JJ, we
I think we did. What else you want to talk about, baby? Yeah. We both feel the same. Feel like we're going in the right direction. Feel like we're about to fucking take off. That guy said he was in a room with niggas that made a million in a day. That's I want to be able to have enough everything
before you look to the millions in a day. Looks at a thousand first.
Listen,
we're doing baby steps. Listen. Well, not really baby steps, but we're doing steps.
Listen, so, I understand steps. I'm not shooting for that right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It would be nice to have a nice 100,000. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, that's nice.
For a house.
Flip that shit.
Right.
We fucking, there's other ways that we can get the look. I just seen a thing that you can help get a house while you're self-employed. Like there's
they make it really hard because at one point when I was trying, they were making it really hard.
I understand that, but there's people that know how to talk their language. You know what I'm saying? So. Also, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I already told you. I have 6 to 7 sources of income. That's so comfortable. We good. If one go down, we still got these other ones. We can try to fix that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's where I'm trying to be. Trying to be able to, you know what? Hey, we out for a month? Let's go, bro. And everything still be good. Everything still rolling. We getting up. We in the plane checking our shit like, oh, damn, we just made a couple $100,000, right?
I don't know. I thought about doing stupid crap like how people just be on TikTok and social media just do some dumb stuff and you just hit it like that. But then I don't be on dumb stuff like that. So it's weird. It's like it's hard to do it. Because I can't fake it. Like, I don't know. I just can't do it.
You don't have to. You could just see what... Okay, so how it was like on YouTube is just people like seeing the journey. You know what I'm saying? I done sat and watched so many people go from being in hotel rooms, getting their first house, fucking, now they in a mansion, now they got several houses. I done watched so many people do that shit. And all they did was sit there and be real with the camera. That's why I started, like, being on more social media and stuff. That's why I started being on Tag, just so I could get used to being in front of the camera, because I was the nigga that wanted to be off the grid, have all my shit. Don't have to. I'm good.
I'm on social media, but I'm not on social media to really be.
I mean, I'm on social media.
I know a lot of people, but once in a while, I hop on. See the pictures of their life. Okay, they doing good. All
right. Oh, what's that? And
I'm like, I'm a popular. Like how they always say popular. It's like that for me, for real. Because I like my space. I like to be out the way. But then I also like to have friends. But I keep them at a distance still. It's just like a weird thing. Like, I love all my friends. But I don't want to be around you all the time like that.
Sound like some glorious shit.
I don't be around you all the time like that. Like, I have a lot of friends, but I'm always alone here. That's what's so funny. Like, I really do. You see, I got a lot of friends, but I can't just be hanging with you like that. Like, I don't know.
Been there, done that.
After a while, I'll be ready to go. Like, I want to go home.
It is.
So that's why back in the day when I used to sing, and then we go record things, and they're like, oh, let's do a show. And I'm like, huh?
Well, you just want to be a studio artist.
In front of the people?
You want to be a studio artist.
I can't be in front of the people. I get shy. I get nervous.
Yeah, but you do.
And I'm not shy and nervous in, like, in person like that, but then I'm shy and nervous.
Yeah, but you do it enough. You. That'll pass.
I feel like my throat is closed.
I'm pretty sure almost everybody that did their first show. Shit, you see.
No, even when I was doing cheerleading, even when I was doing the the flag at. So it's like, was it holding the flag at the football games and stuff? They call it flagettes back in Miami, whatever. But, and then I was on the dance crew. When I was little, no fear. Like, I'm doing it. I'm doing everything. High school came along, and it's like, maybe because all those people was bigger than me and they older than me, I started to, like, shrink inwards. And I started becoming, like, shy and stuff. And it was just a whole different me.
So, now it's about getting back to that inner child.
You see the hell that I got personality, homeboy. You feel me? It's just...
I'm not saying that. You talking about what you just said.
I still got big energy. I just don't want to be up in everybody's face like that.
You don't have to be down. You really don't have to be down. Everybody have fucking... That's what social media is for.
Yeah, but even with social media, I check my stuff and I bounce. I can't be like you. Just want to be on it, like, scrolling all day long and writing and liking everything and doing all that shit. No. I see something I like, I post that shit, and I hop off. A lot of times, I don't be on my phone. I check it, and I go. I watch a movie, or I do something. I can't be stuck to that stuff. And then if you don't know, a lot of the times, social media will ruin your relationship. You gotta learn that, too.
Social media for business, man.
Social media will ruin your relationship. If you're on social media more than y'all sitting and talking and more than y'all hanging, that's a problem.
If you have to pick first vacation
places. I would just go to one of those little all-inclusive things. There's actually one in Jensen Beach. An all-inclusive spot where food, everything, your food, that's drink, all day, all you just getting what you need, but it's palm trees and the beach and everything, and you just relax. You don't got to think about a damn thing.
Yeah.
I don't have to be in Vegas and all them other places. I would like to go to Vegas one day, but I'm not, you know, living like, oh my God, I have to go there. No.
I'm just asking you. Like, I want to go to Fiji. I would love to go to Fiji.
I want to go island thing. So, I can relax by the by the beach. You know? Be running on the beach like these people. Running on the beach with the hair in the wind and all that shit. You feel me? Or I'm laying on the beach and you rubbing on my booty with the oils and stuff. You know?
Let's go, let's get it.
That's good. It's really relaxing. Are we on the balcony, chilling,
you know?
On the balcony.
The balcony chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Woo! Yeah. This is in each other company.
But...
having drinks without you falling asleep.
I can't promise that, bro. Having
drinks without you falling asleep.
I'm a smoker, bro.
Well, then I'll have drinks and you can be smoking.
Or juice the drinks. Or just give me
what's that to make? What's that to make?
It's not as much liquor, so I don't go to sleep.
You ain't even finna be buzzed.
So? I'll be smoking this. Good. Drink like that. We already seen what happened in the room. This was gone, bro. It was nice sleep, though, because it was hot as hell. I don't know how I went to sleep, but I went to sleep, and it was because I was drinking. Mm.
Well, we do need a vacation pretty soon. I begin in my head. That's one thing I have to change. Stop having my shit internal.
I think I can make an interesting storyline about that.
Are you talking about the female and the male?
The whole family, the female, the male, the mom, the dad, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a family run operation, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, play with it, this, and it's like a mafia kind of family, kind of shit like that, you know, anything. Just let it, one rap, wow. Making money off of eagles, you know what I'm saying? Like, you sit here and write a fucking, you can write a book about your motherfucking life. Not even put your name in it, just write about your experiences. But that shit ain't fucking cool.
I used to want to do one of those.
We could make an ebook, baby, for your, it's like $8. And you don't have to type that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't write a book about my life.
No, it ain't. About to take off. I won't be tragic. You don't take off.
You're tragic. It's everything that I gotta put in there, shit.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, it's like, people like reading fucking drunk and shit. I like this one. Everybody got a book.
I think they got about 36 chapters. Really should be 36 books, though.
I got hours watching this video on the second. You got an ebook, that shit's always good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're part of the legacy. You're trying to
can, but everything got to be fixed. Everything that got to be fixed is you.
Well, when you buy a duplex, you have to live in it. You have to live in one of them a while first. Get out of that one. They don't have duplexes and shit here. We're saying this does not have shit like that.
I understand that. This is the device is a hard part.
We in white land.
They have two little houses. We in fucking room. We got a two level house. And two apartments. Separate entrances.
Yeah, you would have to cut off the top from the bottom.
Yeah, but
so you cannot go upstairs. Yeah, you cannot come downstairs. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Two private entrances. One entrance on the front, other entrance. Yeah. Sure. It looks exactly the same. So the kitchen and everything is in one. So we don't have to do different places for kitchen. That is the same. So the grapes and shit is the same
style. Yeah, but if anything happens to one, it happens to the other.
So then. That's the case then. But what if we get good material? We just build a fucking strong business.
Yeah, but people like to use wipes and stuff and throw it in the bathroom, throw it in the toilet and stuff. So if that toilet gets clogged up, now this person has an issue too. Whereas your stuff is over here and my stuff is over here.
Okay. So we should have
that way, whatever's going on in my bedroom, here, right here, his bedroom's over there, my bedroom, right here. Palm City, they're selling the land and stuff in Palm City, so Palm City is going to be the next Port St. Lucie. Because Port St. Lucie is about to be the next Palm Beach.
So we should try to buy one.
You know, I don't want to be. I want to go further. You keep talking about cold like you ain't come from cold.
Just because I came from cold doesn't mean I'm going to go back to that.
I'm not going to no New York or nothing like that, but I'm going further up.
That's it.
Okay, maybe Orlando. Maybe Jacksonville.
Okay. That's fine. I like that. It's not bad. You say further up. I think further up.
Well, if my brother moves to freaking Massachusetts and then places, then we go to Massachusetts. For the rest of life.
What? Rest of life? Nah, dog. Oh, shoot. Maximum time? I thought we could go longer than this. That's crazy. Well, I guess 60 minutes now. Damn, they done limits. Limit us to an hour? Well, I guess this is the end of our segment, guys. It's Karma Intellect. Queen Kevin A. Intimate conversations.
Have a great night.
Sweet manifestations. I'm out.